At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
If you listen to this show throughout the year, you know that we have a little bit of obsession with Mick Cronin and UCLA and just the fact he is maybe the angriest person on earth. I'm not sure who would be in the competition. He's pretty much someone you would not want to be around most times, Bill. He's never happy.
Doesn't seem happy.
I would hope he was happy on Saturday night. You mentioned this earlier, but UCLA is hosting Illinois, who I, again, with the loss still, I think they're a Final Four team. They're really good. Illinois led 33-10 at UCLA.
Jake, you texted in the group.
I did.
And Sip
that I did.
Cronin's going to quit at halftime.
I did.
And then halftime came around and it was 50-43.
I think he saw that text.
He must have said,
all right, enough of this crap. We're going to start playing basketball. They came from 23 down to make it a 7-point game at half, 50-43. They end up forcing overtime. And then they're down, Bill, with 5 seconds to go in overtime, 94-93.
Put it back in and give him the lead.
And this is how it sounded to end the game on FS1. Tim Brando on the call. Here it is.
Well, watch this play. Come back, try to get to half court. Here's the pick.
I'm watching this play. I've watched it time. I don't really know what Illinois was doing on this play defensively. I mean, Donovan Dent drives through the entire defense from the baseline, basically untouched. You know, I mean, at the very end, maybe there's a little bit of touch on the layup, but I don't know what that defense was for Illinois.
To not be able to double to get the ball out of his hand, because if he has to pass it, by the time he catches the ball and going, but now you're down to 2-point-something seconds. So it'd be just a pass, a catch, and a launch three-pointer.
Yep.
Basically. And then he went by a 7'2" guy.
He did.
Went right around him.
Zoom.
I mean, just right around him. He kind of jumped early. He just kind of looked at him as he went underneath him and was kind of like, what just happened?
Okay.
I mean, it was one of the most remarkable things I'm watching. Then I'm going like, did he get it out of his hands? Like, oh, yeah.
Easily
got it out of his hands. It was nuts. It was absolutely. I mean, I can't imagine what Illinois. I mean, they gave the huge comeback up, and then all of a sudden, Wagler gets the ball knocked in on a rebound. It was a great play by him.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh man, they're gonna pull this thing off, and that kind of puts them in the two spot forever as the season ends out. Now it's like, oh man, not really.
Yeah. This is a shot in the arm that UCLA needed. They still have a chance to be a top four team, Bill. I just saw a document on Facebook in terms of the teams left and their record or their teams left that they're playing against. And UCLA, of course, has an uphill battle at 10-6, but they have USC twice, who's not playing good basketball right now. They play at Minnesota, who's not a guaranteed win, but that could be a win. And they host Nebraska, a tough game, but they play very well at home. They've lost one game at home this year. That's it, UCLA. So there's a chance for them to still get in that top four, unlikely, but the fact they came back in that game is remarkable. And here's Mick Cronin. Let's see if he was in a good mood post-game, Bill. Mick Cronin from post-game Saturday night.
We did not run one thing we practiced the first 10 minutes because we were rattled because they were making shots. And I just thought I was worried before the game because, you know, everybody's got all the answers behind the keyboard, and these kids read that stuff, and I'm oblivious, but I could see it on look on their, I didn't like the look on their face.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Face before the game. Like, I think it was almost like they had lost confidence.
Mick Cronin. Not that bad because they won. I'm curious if they had been blown out like they were in the first 10 minutes, Bill, what his response would have been after
it would have been
the last game he had.
It's something. Now, I will say this. Now, this is Cronin, who has coached at a very high level of Division I basketball, and I've never even remotely even been in that. No idea. If you just went to Coaching 101 and you watch him on the sidelines, he brings players over all the time. He doesn't yell at him. He more like just like it's the conversation looks really bad. Then he just goes slump shoulders and looks at him. And then the player turns around and they just look deflated after the conversation. And I'm like, that's not usually in game. That's usually practice where it's just relentless. But during the game, you have to kind of like, I got to keep my guys.
Stay in this game, man.
We got to stay in this thing. Just watch him sometime. Just watch him on the sidelines. He'll call a player over and they stand there and they listen and they just turn around and they are just gutted and just deflated. And then he goes with this big shoulder slump. He looks at him, and then
the
they walk away.
Palms up,
he does the palms up to him, just like to make a point. Then and the camera goes to him on the sideline, and everyone's watching him. He's talking to a player, and it's not really a yelling beatdown. It's more just like he palms are up, and he's doing this all the time. And so it's kind of remarkable. And as he talked about, man, they seem like they didn't have a lot of confidence before the game started.
I wonder why, Mick.
I'm just like,
read the room, buddy. Look at yourself.
Just watch when Nebraska plays him. Just watch him and watch the interactions. It's extreme. I mean, you don't see that. I don't know. Hardly. Maybe. I don't know. A few times a season from Fred. You know. Even the Rick Pitino. You don't see that. You'll see an ass chewing.
Rick. Fred hardly ever yells at this guy.
I mean, but you'll see someone getting. But there's a difference when you're getting ripped as far as the palms up, like what. It makes you look like you're like an idiot.
Yep.
You know, type of thing where it's just like.
Well, Bill, this is the same guy who kicked his own player out of the game against Michigan State. He sent his guy, get him to the tunnel. You see, he sent an assistant coach to make sure that this player, Jamerson, went to the tunnel.
Oh, and he kills his assistant coaches, too. He yells at them all the time. You watch his assistant coaches on the bench, they're terrified. His assistant coaches are terrified on the bench.
I just don't know, again, how you can recruit somebody to want to play for him. Now, UCLA is a brand. Yes, that's a school you want to play for. But
and there's a chance they're going to win. They have a chance to win four in a row.
They could be a top four team in the conference. Unlikely, but they have a path
They could be the fifth, the fifth seed in the tournament.
Oh, sure they could.
Their toughest game obviously is Nebraska.
It is the toughest one left. USC twice. USC is not playing great basketball.
USC's playing and then horrific basketball.
And at Minnesota, who's, again, not an easy place to win, but they should win that game.
I'm questioning the scheduling big time on that one, on USC, UCLA.
Late in the season twice?
Twice, this late in the season? It's like that should be.
The same thing for Nebraska, Iowa. I don't like the fact that's so close. I wish they'd play Iowa early on, then Iowa late. I don't like
that.
At least
there was like five in between. This they have like one in between.
It's very strange.
And they're right back to USC. Yeah, so that part's.
So I guess congrats to Mick Cronin for overcoming himself and having his team win the game. They're still alive, and they're certainly right now. That's what they needed to
but
get
you know, in the dance for to sure. Watch him. Just watch him. When's their next game?
UCLA will play USC. Let's see.
That would be late as can be.
It's going to be Tuesday or Wednesday. Let's see for sure. That game will be Tuesday night at 10 p.m. at FS1.
Hard to watch much of it, just but there won't be much. He gets more in the second half when you see it, so you'll miss out on that.
I'll be going to bed before that game begins, probably.
Then Nebraska plays UCLA at 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's going to suck. That's Tuesday, yeah. March 3rd. That's going to really suck. And yeah. It's going to be an important game. Yeah. Very important game. Very so you kind of have to watch it. When we come back, Song of the Day and Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break from the Ticket.